The White House ouster of NSC Europe Chief Charles McLaughlin signals Secretary of State Rubio's systematic consolidation of foreign policy control within the administration. This isn't routine personnel management. It's a deliberate power play that indicates significant disagreement within the administration about European strategy and NATO relationships.
When national security staffing becomes a power struggle between the Secretary of State and National Security Council, it creates dangerous gaps in policy coordination. The NSC is supposed to integrate perspectives across agencies, but if Rubio is installing his own people in NSC roles, it undermines the Council's independence and could lead to poorly coordinated foreign policy decisions.
The GOP lawmaker drafting impeachment articles against Judge Eleanor Ross represents escalating attacks on judicial independence. Without knowing the specific allegations, the broader pattern of threatening judges who make unfavorable rulings undermines the separation of powers that's fundamental to constitutional government.
Trump's week-long absence, followed by his resurfacing amid health scrutiny, raises questions about transparency and continuity of government. Presidential health has always been a sensitive topic, but in an era of global instability and rapid decision-making requirements, any gaps in executive availability create vulnerabilities that adversaries could exploit.
The judge pausing January 6th civil suits as Trump appeals immunity rulings creates a complex legal situation where civil accountability is being delayed by criminal immunity claims. This judicial decision-making process could stretch for months while victims of the January 6th events wait for potential civil remedies.
Jill Biden's statement that the family feared Trump would target Hunter Biden reveals how politicized law enforcement has become in the perception of political families. Whether or not these fears were justified, the fact that a former First Lady felt compelled to express them publicly shows how much trust in impartial justice has eroded.
The Trump administration's shift toward rewriting rules for all U.S. colleges represents a massive expansion of federal control over higher education. This could affect everything from admissions policies to curriculum requirements to faculty hiring across thousands of institutions that receive federal funding.
What's particularly concerning about the college rules rewrite is how it could politicize academic research and teaching in fields like climate science, economics, and social policy. When federal funding depends on compliance with politically motivated educational requirements, it threatens the independence of research and scholarship that's crucial for evidence-based policymaking.
Four GOP senators repeatedly blocking the SAVE Act voter ID amendment during multiple voteramas suggests deep fractures within Republican ranks about election policies. When the same senators consistently vote against their party's signature voting legislation, it indicates fundamental disagreements about Democratic participation.
The pattern here is institutional strain across multiple branches and levels of government. Executive branch power struggles, judicial independence under attack, legislative unity fracturing, and federal-state tensions over education policy all point toward a system where normal governance processes are breaking down.
Now, here's where we might be completely wrong about these developments. Everyone seems convinced that these institutional strains represent dangerous democratic backsliding that threatens constitutional government. But what if we're witnessing necessary institutional evolution rather than dangerous decay? What if these conflicts between branches, within parties, and across levels of government actually represent democracy working as designed? Messy, contentious, but ultimately self-correcting.
That's a provocative counterargument, Marcus. The strongest case for that interpretation would be that institutional stress testing reveals weaknesses that need addressing. When NSC State Department tensions force clearer lines of authority, when judicial independence faces challenges that require stronger protective mechanisms, when party unity fractures force more genuine debate, these could strengthen rather than weaken democratic governance.
The key assumption we might be wrong about is timing. We're assuming these institutional strains are happening too quickly for healthy adaptation. But American democracy has survived civil war, depression, world wars, and previous constitutional crises. The question isn't whether the system can handle stress, but whether current stresses are genuinely unprecedented or just unfamiliar to our particular historical moment.
If we're wrong, here's what to watch for. Institutional conflicts that produce clearer rules and stronger norms rather than further breakdown. If NSC staffing disputes lead to better defined roles, if judicial independence challenges result in stronger protective legislation, if party fractures produce more responsive policies, then we'd know these strains are productive rather than destructive. The signal would be institutional adaptation rather than institutional collapse.